This is the last non-conference game for both teams playing here. Right now it is 9-0 with 17:25 to go here in the first half. Minnesota with the lead. Mount St. Mary's with the ball facing full court pressure. Chong Kui shaded by Coffey, gets across half court. Now finds Malik Jefferson, usually starts, did not today. And Jefferson out to Gibbs, back up top, it's Hobway. Chong Kui right to left from the wing, tries to pass it back over to Hobway. It's stolen by Coffey. Here come the Gophers in transition. Top of the key, McBrayer keeps the ball moving. Murphy posting up left side, backing down his defender, has it poked loose again. That's the second turnover by the potential All-Big Ten player. Mount St. Mary's in transition, cannot find anything on the break, and they will reset.
Smart play by Chong Kui to back it back out.
Chong Kui on the left wing, back up between the circles. Barnes, left wing, buries the triple. And D. Barnes, the first 3 points of the game for Mount St. Mary's. It's 9-3, back to Minnesota. McBrayer started to penetrate, decided better, moves it around the wheel. Oturu spins baseline on the left side and loses the basketball on the baseline. And Bill, right now, Mount St. Mary's, despite a big size disadvantage, holding its own on the post.
Big, big, rousing round of applause as Eric Curry makes his return for the Golden Gophers. So the faithful here rise and applaud him. But yeah, that's about the only thing Richard Pitino can be displeased with thus far. Three turnovers by the Gophers.
And it's all come from post players, not guards. Here comes Mount St. Mary's. Barnes nearly goes over and back, losing the ball, defended by the long-armed Coffey. Weaves through traffic all the way in. Right-handed floater, short off the lip, in the lane. Rebound plucked by Murphy. And Coffey to Murphy for Minnesota. Post entry into Curry. Again, getting his first action of the year after a knee injury. Forces his way in, tries to pass it into Murphy. He's triple teamed and has the ball stripped by Barnes. Another turnover by the Gophers. It's still 9-3, 15 and a half minutes to go in the first half. And Votto Morse, the leading scorer off the bench in for Mount St. Mary's.
Got to be stronger with the basketball in the post if you're a Gopher big man.
Part of it is just going to be kicking the ball out and finding the open shooter when he's triple teamed, because they are really collapsing on the post hard. But a timeout called, 15:21 to go here in the first half, 9-3 Minnesota over Mount St. Mary's. We'll take a break and be back right after this on the Gopher Sports Network. Welcome back to the barn. Logan Anderson here with Bill Hupp. Goldie the Gopher doing the Cotton Eye Joe with the band on the far baseline. But maybe the big story so far is the surprise appearance of Eric Curry for the Gophers, a sophomore from Memphis who was sat out all of last year with an injury, has sat out most of this year, and making his first appearance since 2017 here in today's game.
Yeah, it's a big return for the Gophers. They're a little short on depth in the front court. So for Curry to come back and make an impact for this Minnesota team, it just helps, and it comes at a perfect time. And it's a great call by Coach Pitino and the Gophers to bring him back right now, because he comes in against a non-conference opponent, very little pressure, and he can kind of get a game or two to ease back into things before Big Ten play starts in earnest in 2019.
9-3 is the lead for Minnesota over Mount St. Mary's, 15-21 to go in the first half, as waiting to get out of their final huddle is Minnesota. Gophers with the ball. Isaiah Washington, the sophomore from Harlem, in. Pass first point guard. Gives it up to Coffey. Right wing, Washington. I think did he drag his back foot, or did they call a foul away from the basketball? Foul away from the basketball on Mount St. Mary's.
It looked like to me that you're right. He did drag his back foot, but maybe the foul occurred first.
Foul called on Omar Hobway, his first, team first, actually team third, on the mount. Murphy with the ball, short corner right side, backs his way down into the charge arc. Goes up through traffic, is fouled, misses short, but will go to the free throw line to shoot two.
It's very obvious that Richard Pitino, part of his game plan tonight is to pound that ball in the post, get Mount St. Mary's in foul trouble and get his big guys going. And Minnesota's strength is in their front court, so it seems like a solid plan, and they're really committed to it. And they're working ball side to side, each guy getting touches on either block.
Jordan Murphy makes the first free throw. Foul was on Malik Jefferson for Mount St. Mary's, their team fourth. Both free throws are good for Murphy, who needs to attempt 11 free throws to have the all-time free throws attempted record in Gopher history. So nine more to go for Jordan. Mount St. Mary's with the basketball right corner. It's Gibbs, retreats back to midcourt, uses a screen to the right, does not get a mismatch. His pass to Votto Morse is tipped out of bounds by Isaiah Washington, and it will still be Mount St. Mary's basketball.
And Jalen Gibbs comes in averaging 16.1 points a game and 6.2 rebounds a game. He's really the heart and soul of this Mount team, and they really need to get him going if they want to stay in this ballgame.
Gibbs with the ball near the right sideline. Nine on the shot clock, all the way to the hoop. Swatted by Murphy. Tried to float it over the top of Murphy, and he volleyball spiked it out of bounds.
Great defensive help from Murphy. Reading the play, he saw Gibbs, especially with the time running out on the shot clock, attacking the right wing, and he came over from the weak side to pound it out of bounds. Just 6 seconds left on the shot clock.
Still Mount St. Mary basketball. 11-3, Gophers with the lead. 14:42 to go until halftime. The lob is tipped by Murphy and actually goes through the hoop. It will be credited to Colin Nominee. An interesting play. Ball back to the Gophers. Post entry pass into Curry. Deflected. A lot of contact between several different guys. And eventually an offensive foul called on the Gophers. Foul is called on Murphy, his first. Team first for the Gophers. 11-5, 14:23 to go until halftime. Morse with the ball between the rings. Rip Barnes uses a screen to the right, dribbles into the keyhole, turns the corner. Outstretched right arm, flicks it off the glass for two. Here comes the Gophers trying to answer, having their lead cut to four. And into the game for the first time is Brock Stoll, 6'4", redshirt senior from Rockford, Illinois. Stoll with the handle, right elbow to Coffey. Into the paint, traveled. A foul was called. No, it was a foul before the travel, called on the floor.
Already the fifth team foul on Mount St. Mary's, so expect to see a lot of Gopher free throws with still 13:50 left to play first half.
That one was on Gibbs. Washington with the handle for Minnesota. Stoll, deep right side. Keeps it moving around the perimeter to Coffey. Probes in. Outside, Curry, left wing three. Short off front iron, high bounce into the hands of Jefferson, who had 20 rebounds his last time out. And Morse turns the corner through traffic. Hangs in the air and has the shooter's touch as Coffey for the Gophers in transition has his shot blocked. Mount St. Mary's pushing hard the other way. Morse with the handle. Floats it over Murphy. Too strong. Rebound to Mount St. Mary's, out for an open three. Air ball from Gibbs, maybe partially blocked by a late closeout from Coffey. Curry, reverse layup. His first 2 points of the season, and the crowd shows their appreciation.
Good transition look by Stull, finding Curry running the floor, and Curry with a nice Euro step to get to the basket.
13-9, 4-point lead for the Golden Gophers. Nominee has his pocket picked by Murphy, coast to coast, tries to go up for the right-handed hammer slam. He is fouled by Nominee on the way up. Freshman from Nigeria, and that is the sixth foul of this first half. A lot of ball on that replay. But Murphy back to the line, where he only has 2 points so far today. A couple turnovers. He's had a difficult time getting going.
Yeah, but nice job being active defensively with his hands. Nominee not strong with the ball at the top of the key. And then Murphy showing his ball skills, dribbling it all the way down and nearly got the poster facial.
And the first free throw is on target.
All three of Murphy's points thus far have been at the foul stripe. So he's a guy that gets fouled a lot, as we said. Needs to be good at this this stage of the game.
And 4 for 4 now from the stripe. 15-9, 12:39 to go here in half number one. The Gophers lead Mount St. Mary's. Mount St. Mary's with possession as Chong Kui will be picked up by Gabe Kauscher right at half court. To Namine, back to Chong Kui, dribbles to the top. Quick moving it to Barnes, good shooter from the outside. Too much muscle, rebound to Oturu, and Stoll with the handle the other way for Minnesota. Posting up is Curry, short corner left side, makes a ball fake. Now backs his way down to the middle. Quick pass out, right corner three, halfway down and out from Michael Hurt. You could see he was frustrated with the miss as it looked like he kind of held that follow through like he thought it felt good.
Michael's brother Matthew, of course, Matthew's brother Michael, I beg your pardon, he is the best player in the state of Minnesota, highly recruited player out of Rochester.
He was a pretty good player himself in high school, lost out on Mr. Basketball to his current teammate, Amir Coffey. Mount St. Mary's with the ball. Morse going 1-on-5. Misses at the rim. Rebound by Jefferson. Shot blocked. Loose ball picked up by Washington. Minnesota with numbers. Into Hurt. Late dish to Oturu. Waits for traffic to clear. Back up top. It's Stoll. Fancy handling to Hurt. Drives baseline. Reverse layup. Blocked by Namine. And back to the Mount. 15-9. 6-point lead for the Gophers.
Rough couple minutes for Matthew Hurt.
And just swirling his way into the lane as Barnes for Mount St. Mary's misses badly. All glass, no iron. Here comes Hurt in transition. Quick pass out to Kauscher. One more to Stoll. Thought about a three, drives left. Bulls his way to the hoop. Finishes off the fiberglass for two. Brock Stoll, his first 2 points of the game. It's 17-9, 10:57 to go here in the first half.